you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not offered disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the awesomest fucking place in the whole fucking world, crabdiving.com. However you are accepting us, we appreciate the hell out of it. Going to be here for the next couple of hours. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's up, America?
What's up, America? We have a special guest here.
Oh, shit.
In studio. The dog just fucked up our headphones.
Kate, come on, man.
Right on.
How's it going, Rick?
I'm good.
It's Rick Wood.
Oh, we haven't even
seen who hasn't been introduced
they know.
Yet.
They know. Everyone listening today tuned in because they heard I'd be here.
That's oh, yeah.
Right. I guarantee that.
We teased it yesterday.
You're probably going to have to buy extra bandwidth.
You broke the internet.
Yes. Appearance. That's right. The only thing bigger than Kim Kardashian's ass is my false sense of ego.
Rick's actually here protesting the government.
Oh, is
he's,
he?
He's taken over Crab Diving Studios.
That's right.
He's put out a call for snacks.
Just in general.
Did you bring raisins?
Yeah. How did those guys... I don't get it, because you're in the middle of the fucking woods, apparently, right? They're out in the woods?
Middle of nowhere in Oregon.
And they have guns. It seems like you're at a much higher advantage than our ancestors were for getting food.
Right.
Apparently, you know...
Well, it's a bird sanctuary, so all the birds are used to flying there and being unmolested. So probably have a free...
Yeah, no shit. You could eat like a ivory-billed tail swallow or something.
That
a horny owl.
You know,
I wonder what owl tastes like.
Is there really a horny owl? Is
horned?
That a horned owl. Yeah. There's two kinds of owls, horned
can't
and
eat,
other.
Owls are protected. All owls are protected species.
Are
you
they?
You can't eat those.
I don't know if the government protects them, but they'll steal your soul if you harm one.
Oh, my God.
There's bigger consequences in the government sometimes.
Speaking of owls, did you see that cool picture? It's flying around on Facebook. Some traffic cam or something caught a picture of this beautiful, I guess, a snow owl or something in Chicago.
Was it Chicago?
Yeah, it was. It was amazing.
Yeah, I saw the
mid-flight
picture.
How else would you catch a bird in the air anyway, mid-flight?
Maybe,
of course he's flying.
Maybe
he's in the air.
He fell out of a tree.
Yeah, he was actually just falling.
Yeah.
It looked great doing it.
Skydiving.
We've caught a bird in a prolonged fall.
Tweet us during the show if you want to communicate with us, ladies and gentlemen. At Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. And you can also toss us a message on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. We don't check that stream as frequently, but we do check it once or twice during the show if you want to get in touch with us while we all be talking here.
By the way, do we give a shit that the Vatican has declared Pope John Paul II a saint?
Is that the new one?
I don't think any of us in here give a shit.
Do we give a shit?
Which one is he?
He's the
cool Pope.
JP2, yeah, yeah.
He's John Paul II.
Is John Paul I the guy that just got ousted? Who was the last guy who was all evil? Nazi Pope.
Oh, yeah, that
Ratzinger.
Ratzinger.
Yeah.
God, what a name.
Nine.
Pope last dude, the Pope Benedict.
Oh, yeah.
Was his name, wasn't
the
it?
The only guy to quit, right?
Yeah,
because in a long time,
he said he wanted to. He wanted to study. He wanted to spend the rest of his life studying.
He's like, fuck, is this shit?
Yeah, the delicacies of an altar boy's asshole.
Right. Got
a he wanted lovely, to learn every wrinkle in his raisin.
Lovely buffet.
He's a poet, Ratzinger. You know that?
I want to know every wrinkle in your raisin.
Bring me another altar boy.
Give me your orange slice.
What does that mean?
They just kind of look like orange, like an asshole.
Looks like, looks an orange. Like an orange.
Yeah, a little bit. If you cut an orange in half.
Jeez.
If you get the segments. You by see way, that candy they're selling where it'll do a mold of your asshole and then make chocolates out of it?
Oh, yeah. Well,
those look like those chocolate oranges.
We did that story years ago. We broke that a long time ago.
They're still doing it.
We broke the story where, you know, someone makes candy out of the shape of someone's asshole. They pour chocolate in your ass.
Right, yes.
Out
yes.
pops a
bonbon. Had to be podcast field day. That when that came out.
Oh, yes.
Anything like Good Morning Radio news, is that's what that is.
Is that an old story or something?
I was just looking.
I've been doing it for a while, yeah.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
I looked up Pope, and there's nothing new.
New Pope.
Really.
Today about it.
One of our Chicago correspondents tweeted that to us.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah.
We'll have to.
I forgot. She has a fake name, too. I forgot her name.
Did he get the Nobel Peace Prize, this Pope?
No, he's been sanctified.
Oh, has he?
He's a saint. He goes, it's a Vatican declares Pope. It's on the BBC. A saint.
Doesn't he decide
April,
that?
April 2014. Pope Francis has declared Popes John Paul II and John the 23rd saints in front of a crowd. I think she was just listening to a previous podcast at crabdiving.com when we were talking about the Pope and we weren't sure. I think we had talked about whether JP was sanctified or not.
Yeah. And she's
because
saying,
we're talking about Mother Teresa.
Oh,
remember?
That's right.
They got a step closer with her bullshit. She, you know, cured somebody's asshole cancer or something. And
God,
allegedly,
I brought the show to a fucking grinding halt over that Pope John Paul shit.
That's all right.
We retweeted.
You bring up a Pope, some things can happen.
Never. Pope news is never boring.
Oh, yeah.
Bring out that hammer. Yeah, we talked about that before.
What
right?
hammer? The special when they
think
hammer?
When they think the Pope is hammer. Dead, they have this ceremonial hammer.
Oh, my God.
That they bring, but it's a little. It's not like a sledgehammer that they wield and bring out some giant.
They whap him in the head with it?
Oiled up guy. Yeah. They tap him in the head three times and they say, are you dead? Are you dead? Are you dead? In Latin.
Well,
that's the. Is that it? Or do they also
get
a doctor?
Well, they also hook him up to an EEG.
That's good.
That's after the EEG declares him deceased.
Thank God it's just ceremonial at this point.
It's not their only medical
assessment. At some point in history, there was probably some medical validity to that. I mean, how else are you going to know if somebody's dead? Get the hammer out.
You got to get your corpse hammer. That's also the name of my metal band.
Corpse hammer.
I'm the bassist. I'm the second bassist of Corpse Hammer.
Oh, that Rick has an album coming out.
I do that. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Did I
suppose today you could start ordering it.
Oh, really? On where? Yeah.
If you go to rickwood.bandcamp.com, you can get a pre-order.
Oh, yeah.
My new record. It's coming out on the big vinyl, folks.
That's
vinyl.
Awesome. 12 it's really inches. Good.
Awesome.
And then you get
12 inches of wood.
Big black inches.
Yeah.
Big black inches. That's 12 inches around.
Oh, shit. My God. What?
Jesus.
You got to have sex with like a, I don't know.
Yeah, but if you order
what
that,
animal?
You get the free digital copy.
Oh, okay.
Today, get on that site. It's a good, trusty site. And then
Rick Wood,
the vinyl ship in May.
Bandcamp.
Yeah.
.com.
So cool. It's like a pre-order thing.
There you go.
Awesome. Order his album.
I think we have one in the queue.
Oh, really?
I think we have one somewhere in here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I thought I'd put one in.
He's played a bunch of his music at my show at the Lotus Lounge every Saturday night.
Yeah,
from
I'll sell
that
a few
album.
Records there.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, those guys all have. Those,
is that
that crowd all has a record player. they ask.
They want it. They love your music.
I'll have to put it out on an 8-track to sell it at the Lotus Lounge.
Yeah, you really will.
Cassette tape, maybe.
In all honesty, you might just want to give it to him because.
I can't give them 12 inches for free.
Those
things are pricey.
They spend all their money there drinking.
I know. Yeah. I gave an Abnormal Cattle record to a guy there once.
Oh, really?
And then later I got a message on our band's Facebook page, this band I used to be in. And someone's like, I found this in a pipe shop in Van Nuys. I was like, I think I know who left that there. The guy who was a day laborer that I gave a record to left it in a plumbing supply store.
Oh, that kind of pipe.
I think, yeah, I think so. Maybe, well, he seems like he goes to both. So it could have been a pot shop, too.
Oh.
I don't know. Either way, it'd be cool. Right. I hope they, I kind of want him to find it in a plumbing supply store. But the cooler one would be to be found in a head shop.
Oh, yeah. That's very cool.
But I'm not about cool, man. I'm about plumbing supply shops.
Right. Hey, plumbing supply shops.
I'm about unions and stuff.
We can see what's going on in the headlines.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as I get that drop, and I got to adjust mine.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, January the 8th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
There's some shit on my screen.
Oh, really? What's going on?
I don't know. There's some something spilled or something.
No, oh, God. I've got so much crap on this screen. I can't tell.
Oh, fuck.
Punctuation.
And I have a touch screen, and I just tried to scrape it off, and I just moved fuck things up on my screen.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
Should we start the show
yeah,
over?
Yeah, let's start the show over. Huffington Post, the commie pinko liberal. Huffington Post. We were going to talk about this anyway, but the headline over there.
Fuck you.
There is a photograph.
Yes.
Of a mugshot that Joaquin Guzman Loera, also known as El Chapo.
Oh, shit.
The guy that dug the tunnel or had the tunnel dug. Under the Mexican prison that he escaped from. And
oh, that's amazing.
He's the drug lord.
I love that.
He's been out on the lam for 6 months now.
Was he going to kill Donald Trump?
I think he said, yeah. And despite the fact that his son...
Did he really say that?
Instagrammed
or
where he
son,
was one
maybe.
Time.
He was talking shit.
His son, I think.
They called him a milk bitch or something.
Who's a milk bitch?
Or like milk sucker. It's some... the Spanish language slur, not slur, but like an insult
for Donald Trump.
Yeah, but like it literally translates like milk
chupa
boy,
leche or
Yo,
something.
Yeah, milk sucker. It just means you're a little titty boy.
You my milk bitch.
The president of Mexico tweeted out. Well, it's a George Bush quote. Misión cumplida. Mission accomplished.
Oh shit.
We have him. Why am I reading the in Spanish when the translation's right underneath it? Oh, there's no translation. We have information that the Mexicans have Joaquin Guzman Loera in detention. What he tweeted out in Espanol.
What did he do that was so bad? I mean, his name's
He's
El Chapo.
He's a drug lord. Oh, he's okay. One of the cartel leaders. They think he killed a whole bunch of people.
He's cutting off heads.
Oh shit!
Maybe what? I don't know.
He was the leader of the country's most powerful drug cartel.
Oh, okay.
At one point,
no, there's no more Pablo Escobars. It's all El Chapo.
It's all yeah.
They just don't.
No real leader anymore.
But that this Escobar, guy,
they don't win anymore.
Gent.
We don't win anymore.
We got to make Mexico great again.
Yeah, we got to make Mexico great again.
Yeah, how many schools did El Chapo open?
Get them to build a wall,
right? Well, El Chapo. I mean, if he's known for cutting off people's heads, I mean, he can be a positive by just not doing that anymore. You know, if he's going around in areas and cutting people's heads off and then all of a sudden he stops, well, then he's having a positive effect on the community.
Yeah, sometimes you got to go one way so you can go the other.
Because nobody's losing their head.
It's well, like the if people you get real fat and then lose weight.
A lot of the people loved Escobar, right? Remember?
Oh yeah.
I mean,
he ran for office. He was so loved.
Yeah, that's the Al Qaeda and their Muslim Brotherhood move. They come in and they start giving people food and they start, you know, helping them out and stuff like that. And then they become beholden to them because their fucking government isn't doing it. That's that whole Sunni Shia thing in Iraq.
Let me understand this correctly. So in Iraq, let's say some huge country went in there and bombed the living fuck out of them. And then all of a sudden, no one had any money. There's no infrastructure. There's no fucking food. And then somebody like ISIS rolls through and says, hey, look at all this shit I gave you. Don't you love me?
Right.
And then they can do whatever they want. And
Oldest trick in the book, man.
Yeah. And they put in a Sunni. George Bush put in a Sunni.
Sunni.
And the Shia that he, you know, shit on the Shia. That were in, like, Mosul. That's why Mosul fell, because the Iraqi troops were like, fuck this. They were Shiites.
Right.
And they're like, well, why are we throwing ourselves in front of ISIS bullets to protect this fucking government that fucking hates us?
God, it just seems so
complicated. Let's go take over a bird sanctuary.
Doesn't it seem like it's just seemed to be, yeah. Just seems so much more complicated, that Iraq thing, you know, now that we've already been in there and bombed the living fuck out of them, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Sometimes I wonder if he's really stupid or if he really knew how to put on the character.
Mm. You think he's a brilliant actor?
I think from doing comedy, I've seen people like play dumb.
They aren't.
He's
so
got
dumb.
Good timing.
Yeah, he does. Do you think this was his Groundlings audition?
Fool me once.
Tight five.
I think what it is, I think George Bush is just probably personable and fun to have a beer with, hang out with. Yeah. You know, he can talk to
he's
somebody.
A perfect patsy.
Yeah.
I'm the president. Oh boy. And then the Twin Towers fall down and goes, I don't want to be the president no more. I just want to hide.
Fuck this.
And then you got old Cheney sitting over going, God, don't worry about it. You just do what I say, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
You just keep getting me new hearts. We'll get through this thing. He's like that fucking emperor guy in the Space Wars. Space Stories.
What?
Star Wars.
Oh, Darth Vader.
Yeah, no, like Bush is like that Darth Vader guy. It's just like some baby in a plastic helmet. Oh, behind him, some creepy old wrinkled guy in a cloak. Oh, yeah.
Cheney.
Do what I say.
Cheney, who like...
Use your evil.
Who decided... he was in charge of the committee to decide who would be the running mate for George Bush.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah, yeah.
And he came out, me!
I think you should go with myself. Right.
I'm going to do it. see? That guy looked like he should have been running hooch in the 20s.
Yeah, he's Burgess Meredith.
And more so now. I mean, he's even more skexy. Is like...
How sad.
Over at the Drudge Report, the dummies at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
Dial your calendars back a few hundred years. They're defending Ted Cruz. Birth certificate for Cruz's mother shows citizenship.
Nah, damn it.
This is a thing, you know, yeah. The Donald, the current by far leader of the Republican good primary God. Race, said has brought up, he's tried to do it nicely, though, because Ted Cruz is... they're still kind of reaching around each other and doing a little yanking instead of attacking each other. So he brought this up that the Trump was the one who brought this up and said, well, you know, if I were him, I would look into this and get this settled because, you know, it's going to be an issue and right. You don't want to get to the major election and have all of a sudden them be suing you to prove you're, you know, Trump's trying to be a nice guy.
Right.
But he's really saying, this guy's not a citizen. He's different than you and me.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's telling all of his angry white people, you don't want to vote for this guy.
Right. But we don't need to worry about his birth certificate though, because he's white.
And Ted Cruz said, well, it's a settled case law that the child of a citizen, even if it's just one parent, is a natural born citizen, no matter where they shoot forth from the vagina.
Yeah.
He did in Canada.
Yeah. And his mother was a American citizen. So I guess here on...
His father's Canadian or Cuban?
Cuban. But naturalized.
So this guy's from all over this hemisphere.
He's hardly white.
He's already got some good, foreign affairs training.
Yeah.
So now over at the Drudge Report, it links to I've soiled my computer by going to a Breitbart fucking story.
You have PC.
Drudge
AIDS.
Is leading over to Breitbart.
That's so trashy. I mean, are they not even pretending anymore?
And it says exclusive, just like that prayer rug. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
You remember they found the Breitbart claimed that they found a Islamic prayer rug somewhere near the border with Mexico. So obviously, because Obama won't put up a wall, the ISIS. Because
Obama uses it to fly across between. Yeah.
ISIS
gets on it and he Aladdin's around.
ISIS is flooding over over the border.
But didn't we learn that this prayer rug was?
Well, they showed a picture of the prayer rug that they discovered in the brush there.
It was the dude's rug from Big Lebowski.
It was.
I think really tied the region together, man.
The region.
It was a soccer shirt from Adidas.
It was
holy shit.
Soccer jersey.
Soccer jersey.
How could you get that? I mean, I don't know.
So you're telling me Adidas is funded
is
the ISIS?
Islamic, right? It's a
all day I
dual
dream
purpose.
About Islam.
Yeah, dual purpose prayer rug / soccer jersey.
That's right.
So over at the Breitbart, it says exclusive birth certificate for Ted Cruz's mother. And it's the birth certificate that she was born in the state of Delaware, which means she's a citizen.
More American than that.
Yeah, she's a citizen, so that means that therefore he's a citizen.
Relax,
but,
everybody, relax.
But Cruz is wrong when Lawrence O'Donnell was smugly crowing about this last night on his show, and he had on a Harvard Law professor who actually was one of Ted Cruz's professors.
Was this guy's running for president? He's not even sure if he's eligible to be the president.
Who?
Cruz.
No, well, yeah, because he said, well, Cruz said it's settled law, but this the Harvard law professor,
yes,
constitutional law professor,
oh shit,
said it's not. It's just not. It's never been settled. It's not. Everyone assumes and kind of agreed that I guess if it's a parent born overseas, but nobody's gotten to that point. What's vague is natural born citizen in the Constitution. What the fuck does that mean? It's never been defined.
So
he's Canadian.
So Ted Cruz's citizenship is more of a question than Obama's. I mean, if you put it like that, right?
Obama was born in Hawaii.
Yeah. Okay.
But then again, even if he wasn't, he would be then in the same boat as Ted Cruz. He would have been.
Oh, so now they're going to have to backpedal for their guy?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ, I'm moving to Canada.
Don't do that. Do you know how cold it is there?
I know. I hate being cold. I'm miserable here this week.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible,
yeah. So there you go. The big news. Breitbart proves that Ted Cruz.
Thank you.
Ted Cruz's mother is a citizen, which nobody was fucking debating in the first place.
How can you take a party seriously that spends 8 years fucking ballyhooing about a guy possibly being born in Kenya to an American woman? And then they're already like, well, fuck it. If his mom's from Delaware and I don't give a shit if he's born on the North Pole. It's like, well, we don't care now.
Jeez.
And everyone will go with it. That's what happens when you appeal to like the baseline stupidity. Like, we'll just get the dumbest voters and we can just fleece them.
Like the clips we played yesterday
just
of all those,
anything.
All those Trump.
Oh, yeah.
The Trump supporters waiting in line.
Those people are nuts. I mean, some of them will say things like, well, we don't like what he's said about the Mexican people. But in the general election, if he, you know, if he apologizes.
That's what that woman. Yeah. Yesterday, go to crabdiving.com, iTunes or Stitcher. The woman waiting in line who had maybe two brain cells to rub together said that she doesn't agree with what he is saying and the way he's saying it, but she's hoping he's just doing that to appeal to the base.
God.
And that once it's just him versus Hillary Clinton or Bernie, then that he'll, you know, tone it down a little.
Yeah, if we have a reality TV star for president,
yeah, and we'll all forget. And then last night, did you see the yesterday? You know, they had that. We talked about this yesterday. We weren't sure what was going to happen. Where he booked a theater in Vermont.
Oh, what happened with that?
Vermont, a 1,400 seat theater in Vermont.
Right.
The Trump online people gave away in excess of 20,000. Tickets.
This is my wet dream, though.
Talk about overselling something.
Tell you something. Jeez. I would love to be like, oh, I'm doing stand-up somewhere at a 1,500-seat theater, and I sold 20,000 tickets.
You would have been the police chief there. The police were pissed off. The Trump campaign stopped returning their calls.
Wait,
at
how many
one
people
point.
Showed up?
I don't know that exact number yet, but it was capacity. And and people waiting in line from the morning.
Oh, my God.
And the police chief said if it would have been a concert, if it would have been a comedian, we would have shut it down beforehand because it's a public health, it's public
Why
safety
can't you shut
issue.
Shut it down if it's a clown.
I don't know. They said because it's political, they didn't want to make it look like
they're favoring a candidate.
We're shitting. Yeah, we're favoring a candidate.
Can I
so come and probably destroy our town?
Right. He was like, hey, maybe if we can get shut down in Vermont, we'll blame it on Bernie Sanders.
Oh, yeah. Listen.
And then we got a little insurance.
I'm not fucking.
He doesn't believe in democracy. He shut down my campaign in his home state.
To me, this is
across
crazy,
the street
though.
From his campaign headquarters.
Oh, okay.
Bernie's campaign headquarters. Yeah.
Yeah, see, they were hoping to get shut down as a publicity move.
I would be scared.
I don't trust anything now in pageantry. I've been out here long enough to know how fucking PR works. Anything that happens publicly was planned. I'm not saying like disasters and shit. I'm just talking about like calculated moves.
Oh, really? Are you like Alex Jones with the false flags? Do you think 9/11 was a false flag?
Well, I don't think New York exists. I've never been there. And I never met anyone who has. And anyone who said they've been to New York is a crisis actor.
According to the Burlington Free Press... Trump last night said the crowd was 25,000.
Wow.
Trump said the crowd's 25,000 inside and outside. The people in the town, and the town is saying about 3,000.
Dude.
1,400 inside and about another 1,000 and change outside.
Dude, just think about that story. Was the band Great White? They had that horrible fire. They
I don't think Trump has a lot of pyrotechnics.
There are too many people.
Set his hair on fire.
But dude,
Jackson.
I'm not kidding. I mean, they have those occupancy, those numbers for a reason. I mean, what if that place is filled and there's a fucking fire in that goddamn event and all those people? Well, they're all Trump supporters.
Well, did you hear the thing is
they would be horrible.
They
start shooting the fire.
This shows you again.
They just start shooting at it.
This shows you again what the the administration is going to look like under Trump, because they were asking people at the door, Trump toadies.
Yes.
You had to like virtually pledge your undying support to the Donald.
God.
You had to say, they asked if you were decided or undecided, and are you a Trump supporter? And if you said you weren't a supporter or you were undecided, they turned you away at the door.
Well, that's a way to gain votes.
And then crowds.
They're not even very smart.
There were a lot of protesters outside. They said of the 1,500 or so outside that were still stuck outside, maybe half of them were protesters and anti-Trump. So he didn't do that great in Vermont. And a lot of people lied and got through, and he had the worst night ever of being interrupted.
That's great.
And having protesters, because even in the other places, one of the protesters would start yelling and then the whole crowd would yell, kill him, get the nigger, or whatever, excuse me, or whatever. And
it's a real factual quote, so right. Japan is all in a bind.
And that's what they did scream. And
somebody screamed that at a Trump thing.
Yeah, we talked about that.
No, I forgot about that.
Yeah, they beat the hell out of him. The one that they beat.
Jeez.
That guy got roughed up. Mm-hmm. Poor guy.
So,
oh my God.
But they're saying that, did you hear what he said last night? He got interrupted a bunch of times. And then at one point, one of the protesters started up and they start yelling USA, USA and Trump, Trump, Trump. That's what they do. And then Trump's like, get him out of here. Get him out of here. Let me see if I have that clip, in fact, because
get him out of here.
Yeah, he's like, get him out of here, get him out of here. And then he says, take his coat. Confiscate his coat.
Why?
He says, don't give him his coat. It's like 10 degrees out there.
Dialogue for like a dictator rise to power movie.
Right.
Take his coat. God, what an asshole.
Where's an Arthur Bremer when you need one?
Deep reference.
Could you fire up Wikipedia and tell me what the guest could is talking about?
Translate what our guest is talking about.
I'm not going to explain it. I want people to learn something.
Including us.
Yeah.
You guys don't know that?
I'm going to have to Google it.
Who is it again? Arthur Bremer?
Arthur Bremer shot George Wallace.
Oh, wow.
Then became the inspiration for Travis Bickle in Taxi Driver, which then inspired Hinckley, apparently.
Did you see Maddow the other night? It's creepy. In fact, I have that. I might have that clip we could play. She played similarities between the George Wallace run for the presidency in '68 and Trump. And even to the point of like him fighting with protesters and saying, get the hell out of here. You look at you with your long hair. You need to get a job. And then there's Trump. He's like, get him out of here.
Are there
similarities? He's a bum. You know, they're losers. That's a lot of similarities.
How horrible.
And then Lawrence O'Donnell last night had on. Oh, this guy, I forget his name. Oh, their last name, best last name ever, Turnip Seed.
Come on, man.
I love that. And
this, were they crackers?
Yes.
I mean, were they like hillbilly shit?
No, no. Well, yeah.
Kind of. They were like hayseeds, but they were turnip seeds.
But they
were like, can we combine hayseed with just fell off the turnip truck?
Turnip Seed and his wife were, he was the campaign manager for George Wallace. He's 1,000 years old.
Oh, my God. And, come on. See, this whole, our entire country's been a false flag from go.
And he was
crisis
like,
actor.
He's like, it's, God. I think, Mr., I see a lot of similarities between the Trump campaign and the George Wallace campaign. And then he dropped the M-bomb.
Oh, shit.
Jesus.
Yeah, you could see, I was on Twitter at the
same
time.
That was brand for them back then.
You could see all the people like, we just heard the M-bomb on late night, or whatever, Lawrence O'Donnell, last word with Lawrence O'Donnell.
Oh, my God.
But that's amazing.
Well, hey, there
but
you go.
Mr. Turnip Seed's 100 years old and was...
He's 100?
No, I don't know if he's exactly
How those racists live so long? What was that, Strom Thurmond?
Hate, man.
God, he lived forever.
I don't think Turnip Seed is a racist.
That guy fucked in three centuries.
I think he's on the, you know, allegedly now on the side of
Wallace changed his views after getting shot. It paralyzed him. Right in that one. And he...
It's an aha moment.
Yeah. Then he allegedly became a civil rights dude. Tom Turnipseed was his name.
So maybe if Donald Trump will do a lot of good with his money if someone were to paralyze him. I don't want to suggest anything.
I'm just hypothesizing.
I'm a scientist.
The views and opinion expressed by our guests don't reflect...
The views and opinions of our guest. I'll say anything. I'm just like that Trump.
Are you afraid of getting visited by the little black vans?
No.
Or some agents or something like
What do
that?
They do? They find out you're an idiot comedian. Then they,
no, they don't
along.
Give a shit.
Oh, and George Wallace's daughter is saying the same thing. She was on the show, too.
Oh, my God.
Saying that she's seeing a lot of similarities between her daddy's campaign and the Trump campaign.
Is she all beaming and happy about it, or...
No.
Oh, I think everyone around Wallace is kind of ashamed now.
Yeah, they've distanced herself.
The light shone on them.
The white light.
They're like, oh, we were wrong. Fuck.
What if they had Twitter back then?
You wouldn't want to go through some people's tweets from the 50s. I'll tell you that.
Right. Truly amazing.
There'd be a lot of shit about lunch counters.
Yeah, looks like Lyndon Johnson got drunk again and had the Instagram.
Let's see if we got this here.
He'd probably show a lot of dick pics.
Yeah, he'd be tweeting Johnson. His dick.
Oh, yeah.
He would do that to settle cabinet disputes. Just whip his dick out and go, that's why.
Starting to go a little bad. Some bad numbers coming out.
That's just the raw video footage of the...
He sounds more and more like a hayseed. Like he's giving up his New York accent for
Have you watched...
Starting to go a little bad. Got some bad numbers coming out there late night.
Hey, have you watched any of his speeches? Like the whole speech, a whole Trump speech?
I don't watch a lot of... I just read mostly.
It's amazing.
I'm smarter than everyone else. This guy don't like listening to people's shit.
No, you got to see Trump because he's a stand-up comic.
I didn't know what Bernie sounded like for like... I was into Bernie for months and then I finally heard him talk and I was like, oh, I like him even more now. He just sounds like Eddie Pepitone or something.
Oh, yeah.
He was on...
Mr. Trump, you cannot come in here.
He was interviewed this morning on the phone. He was talking to Andrea Mitchell. And she's like, on the phone, we have Bernie Sanders. It's so great to hear you. And he's like, you hear car sounds. He's like, Andrea, I'm so sorry. We're on the road between Burlington and this. I hope you can hear me.
Is this phone working?
Yeah.
The Wall Street investors have wasted the American people's money.
You know, on one of the debates, we got to see his wife.
Right.
And hear what she, if he's elected president, her project. It's great.
Why do they have to have a pet project?
Because it's good.
Just sit around?
She's going to do something for foster kids,
I don't know
right?
If Melania has talked about what her pet project
she's just
going to
fucking tweet pictures of her snatch.
That is my
crazy American
my
morale.
My initiative as first lady is to spread
the
snatch.
I teach girls how to shave pussy hair to eliminate crab lice.
I don't think she has to.
You don't think Donald likes the 70s Bush?
No, no. I don't think she has to tweet.
He makes her wear a merkin so it matches his head.
He puts a wall up. I'm going to put a wall around your pussy.
Probably makes her wear a Trump mask so that he can fuck himself.
She doesn't have to tweet out pictures of her anything because she used to be, she was in Playboy. It'd be our first lady that had been in Playboy.
Yeah. Here's Donald from last night.
It's unbelievable.
Let me tell you
something. It's going to be very interesting. I don't think we can be beaten. There's a momentum that we have. There's a momentum that we have that is so unbelievable. I thought I heard a little voice over there.
And he does that now. He's like, listen to that little voice. That's so weak. It's such a weak voice. Is that all you got? God. Get him out of here. They're in a crowded theater or an auditorium. Yeah. And, somebody's yelling. He's like, such a weak voice.
And think about that, though. What's that going to be like? You're in the middle of all those nutballs, those fucking lunatics. And you're going to say, hey, I would be terrified.
Well, we saw on our Facebook yesterday, there's that video of... They weren't even yelling. Protesters at a different rally two nights ago had a sign. One had a sign that says, we love Obama, I think. And the other one said, America is already great.
Yeah.
And the video is of the white assholes around them saying, you better put that up. You better get rid of that. What are you doing here? And shit like that. God. And they finally grab the signs and rip them up. Grab the signs out of the people's hands, and then they call security and have them thrown out.
It's insane.
The protesters who weren't doing anything, not the violent, white, angry fuckwads that are surrounding them.
What do you think President Trump will do when he has some detractors when he's president? I mean, what is he going to do?
Put him up against the wall.
Crab diving will go bye-bye.
We
better start talking nice about Donald Trump.
Or just move to Mexico. Was that one apartment? The
$100 bucks a month.
Affluenza teen was living in a $100 a month apartment. God damn.
Affluenza follow up too.
But that was a dope ass apartment.
Here's the rest of Donald's. you absolute snap.
Interesting. I don't think we can be beaten. There's a momentum that is so unbelievable.
There we go.
I thought I heard a little voice over there. Get him out.
Get him out.
Take him out. Get him out of here.
Oh, God. He's like a reptile.
Yeah, don't give him his coat.
He's like an iguana with a
cigar.
Don't
give him his coat. Keep his coat. Confiscate his coat. You know, it's about 10 degrees below zero outside.
You can't say steal and just replace it with confiscate. Right.
Now, you can keep his coat. Tell him we'll send it to him in a couple of weeks. All right.
So, a lot of people think he should be president.
I wonder if anyone's let him kiss their baby. Ew. Poor baby.
God, I mean, you
imagine
can't
that,
do
that.
Imagine
that, your baby that got kissed by Trump. That's just a shitty way to start your life.
You can't do that, man. You can't take somebody's coat. I mean, even if you're kicking them out, you can't just take their property.
You can't.
I believe I had a coat.
And then some of the comments on the right wing are just like, well, they shouldn't have been protesting at a private event.
It's not
they
private.
Welcome.
Isn't it a public event? Or are those things technically private?
Who gives a shit? You can't handle a little detraction. You're so fucking right. You can't stand one person pointing out the obvious. See, I said 10 years ago we should start executing people with an IQ below 90. And no one fucking listened to my reverse Pol Pot plan.
Listen, I kind of think it's not, you don't execute them. You just don't let them vote, maybe. Or you let them find a voting buddy. You find a smart person that you sort of agree with politically, and you say, yeah, I'm going to let you vote for me. That way, you know, I don't know. The world's a better place, right?
I see. I so there you go. A little bit of little taste, a little nibble of the latest Trumpitude, Trumposity, the Trumpalos.
Don't give him his coat.
Going after,
Trumpalos.
The Trumpalos.
These people are such trash, man. Just listen to them scream. Ugh. Yeah.
They love him.
Yeah.
And his numbers have just been going up.
Oh,
on
my
that
God.
Side. So on the... the militia or / patriot front. We've got a bunch of news.
Okay.
It's not going well.
Oh.
apparently.
Oh, shit.
There was one article.
That thing was doomed from Jump Street.
Yeah, there was one article that was like a night at the occupation or something, and there was like some embedded...
Some Vice reporter.
Yeah, somebody went there and spent the night with these assholes, and they said it's just nuts. Like, it starts with a rattle at the door or something, and they all jump with their guns and shit.
Jesus.
They're all paranoid as fuck.
Yeah, I'd be fucking scared as shit, dude.
Yeah, somebody told them.
Remember having a Waco or Ruby Ridge?
Somebody had told them that the government forces were amassing at some town nearby, and that turned out to be a lie, and they think that was psychological warfare being used.
Why don't they just...
This is what's going on with these lunatics.
Yeah, why don't they just give up? You can't tell me that everybody in that bird sanctuary is still, you know, in it to win it.
And they're fighting each other.
Oh,
just like we predicted this.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
They, you know, with the Bundy ranch,
right.
They started, once the cameras started giving less of a shit.
Yeah.
They started fighting each other, and it's already happening there. There's a guy who tweeted a picture of himself all bloodied and beat up, saying he's God, here we go. These names are just so fucking ridiculous. At least one of the militants, I'm reading from Raw Story.
If they...
Joe Captain O.
Uh-huh. Captain O-Face.
O'Shaughnessy.
Okay.
Left the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge, which they've changed the name, by the way.
Malheur.
They hung some sign up over it. They've changed the name.
Oh, the insurgents.
Yeah, I forget what they call it
now. I mean, the domestic terrorists.
That... he left because there's been fights over whether people should have their wives and kids there.
I want my pussy at the bird sanctuary.
They had to build a fuck shed, actually, for conjugal events.
He left after another of them, they said...
In a ball pit for the kids.
They said because the po-po have been allowing them to come and go, nobody's... There's no police action. Nobody's surrounded these assholes. Nothing's happening.
Yeah,
nobody cares.
No one gives a shit. It's just 150 rednecks standing in the fucking woods.
So some of them have been going into town.
Yeah.
And going to restaurants and shit. Like they'll be like, one of the Patriots was spotted at a nice restaurant downtown.
Does he have his
and
gun
then he bailed.
And everything?
No, then he bailed. He was done. He's like, fuck this, I'm out of here.
If you bail now, can you still be arrested for like domestic terrorism?
If the sheriff there has said that he thinks these people will probably face charges.
Dude, these guys, they could spend a lot of time in jail for this. This is insane. They should stop.
Another one, Brian Buda Cavalier.
Right.
Ended up leaving the compound after the news reports came out that he had been lying all over the place about having been a Marine.
Oh, so that wasn't true.
He was never a Marine.
Right.
They found out. So when they found that out,
those kinds of guys.
He left.
Yeah.
Now Blaine Cooper.
Blaine.
It says sucker punched one of his friends.
Oh shit.
Sending a counter protester to the hospital. Lewis Arthur, who describes himself as an anti-violence patriot and head of the Veterans on Patrol activist group, said he arrived Wednesday with three other men to remove a radicalized and suicidal veteran.
Oh, shit.
Who suffers from PTSD and tends toward violence when he's pressed under stress.
Wait a second. They removed the guy from the forces.
They showed up there. They knew somebody. These veterans on patrol showed up and said, look, we got this guy. You've got a guy there that's we got to get him out of there because he's got PTSD and he'll pull the trigger on anything that moves.
Oh, shit.
He said they came to de-escalate and they're saying they got this shit beat out of them by the militia.
This is crazy.
And then I left the screen open in case this asshole tried to hide this Facebook post. There's a Facebook post. I could have just taken a screen cap. Brandon Curtis, who is
the guy with his government check,
who is the, seriously, that's another article right here is how these guys survive. Half of them are on disability. Half of them are on welfare.
That's awesome.
And the third half are just broke.
So how do they
supported by other
people? How do they fucking afford their bullets?
Well, there you go.
And all that shit. I mean, all that those guns are expensive. It's their own guns, right? How much is a gun?
Poor people buy all kinds of shit.
It's like the same thing. Like, how come they got a smartphone? Why they got a? It's why they eating that?
It doesn't cost much to do. Once you don't pay rent, you could buy whatever you want.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but the gun thing.
If I didn't have to pay rent for 1 month, you could go out and buy like an arsenal.
So Brandon Curtis, who is the leader of the 3%ers of Idaho.
Oh, geez.
3%ers are a national organization.
Okay.
A militia.
Scary.
They call themselves.
I thought it was 1%er. He's been out there. They're loosening up. Bikers are the 1%er club.
Right? Are they?
That's like if you killed a man or some shit, you know.
3% of Idaho. 3%ers of Idaho. Official call to action.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
And press release.
Bye.
From the Pacific Patriots Network.
Fuck you.
And the 3%ers.
Eastern Oregon.
What? I don't know exactly which part.
Because it's over by Idaho. You ever been to Idaho?
Yeah.
Through.
What a fucked up state, man. Holy shit.
I've never stopped.
I mean, that's Militiaville. That's where you just get your fucking... I mean, too, and just poor white trash motherfuckers.
Isn't there a lot of fracking that happened in Idaho? Or is happening?
That's probably
Idaho?
I thought that was
the Dakotas.
I know the Dakotas are fucked, yeah. And Oklahoma just had its biggest earthquake so far.
Oh, it's just plate tectonics. Right in the middle of a landmass.
It's God. There's gay guys fucking each other in the ass.
Oh, really? In this, yeah.
God's punishing.
It is
the Bible
drilling
belt.
For oil. It's drilling for that sweet manpoon that's causing the earthquake.
You guys bring up manpoon. Are they hooking up yet?
Who?
The people in the militia or the people of the bird sanctuary?
Well, that was trending on the Twitter.
Trending on Twitter.
Bundy fan. Fic erotica was trending.
Every time something like that happens, like, they're all gay, but it's the same people who are like, don't call stuff gay, that's mean.
Yeah, right.
It's like Wanda Sykes is like, don't say that's gay, that's not an insult word. But yeah, as soon as a bunch of like they're like, nah, call them gay, it'll be great.
Well, they know it'll drive them crazy.
Yeah, I know, but also you can say that about any group.
Right
Call them zipperhead, that'll drive them crazy.
So the press release from Brandon Curtis that he put out here says, it's a press release on Facebook, by the way. I'm sure he didn't drop the $100 for PR Web. In response to concerns of federal agencies intervening at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge, the Pacific Patriot Network, PPN, and its associated organizations are releasing an immediate call to action.
Fuck you!
To secure a perimeter.
Oh, shit.
Around the wildlife refuge, its occupiers, and the citizens of Harney County.
Holy fuck.
So, are these assholes planning on surrounding the whole fucking county?
Good God. How do you do that?
We wish to establish a safety perimeter of protection for the occupiers.
What is up with all this shit? All these militia motherfuckers.
So as to prevent a Waco-style situation from unfolding during this peaceful occupation.
Peaceful?
The primary intention of this outer ring is to bear witness to any aggressive action initiated by federal agencies or the occupiers, and to encourage an open dialogue toward a peaceful resolution.
Oh, yes.
Mm.
I don't think they're... I'm not sure they're going armed.
Oh, okay.
One of the comments below, I read this whole thing. I didn't see where he says don't go armed. He does say don't wear tactical gear. As outsiders, we recognize our responsibility to maintain both peace and civility during our presence. To further demonstrate our non-aggressive posture, military style or tactical clothing will not be authorized for this operation.
I'd assume that means no guns as well then. Right? Like, don't wear a tactical vest, but bring your ammo.
Well, you know.
Right. Well, what am I going to carry it in? Put it in your shacks.
Have you ever thought about joining one of these militias or anything like that?
No, I got out of the militia.
But
Air Force. I got out of the worst militia on the planet.
Yeah.
The United States military.
But you have experience. I'm sure I'm surprised no one's approached you. Has anyone approached you like to be a...
No.
You know, bounty hunter or in a part of some militia group or something?
Well, no, I probably could have done some kind of weird civilian type. I didn't want to have anything to do with any of that shit.
Didn't you say you were a good shot though?
Yeah, I'm marksman. Jeez, it's not hard. Just pay attention. That's the reason these guys fail. They don't really have. There's a few of them in the military. But like to do anything they want to do, the military can't succeed at doing most of this shit. And you're broken down and built back up the way they want you.
Yeah.
Like I bet like a 20%, that might be a high number, but there's a chunk of PTSD that's just fueled by having to deal with day-to-day bullshit. Because like you leave a very organized group of people who are all got the mindset of you put what your objective is before your own personal interests. And then you have to deal with actual like civilian world shit, and you're just like, God, you can't even get a fucking floor mopped.
Yeah,
it's just like it makes you like I didn't go anywhere or have any violent conflicts, but like it's the first few years out of the Air Force, just trying to do shit with regular jackoffs.
Does it suck?
Like you just got out of college? Yeah, it's a nightmare because there's always like I'm not fucking doing that. I'll just call my dad. That's why I run around. That's why I'm a millennial who hates millennials. Because I'm like, fuck, you just can call your dad? Well, I'm not going to do that. There's people who like a job now, they wouldn't. Like, if you told someone, like, we can get you a job painting lines on the road. Like, you told a white kid that?
Yeah.
He'd be like, fuck, no, I ain't fucking doing that. I went to college. What'd you go to college for? Art? Good, here's some paint. Start painting exactly. Lines, asshole. No, I ain't fucking, that's slavery. No, you're going to get a fucking union wage. It's a good gig. That's not cool.
Get rid of the unions.
You know, then they'll fucking get older and flip over to being right wing, and they'll be complaining that it's not a white guy painting the lines on the road. It's right. Like, well, we tried to get one to do it, and they all said, "Fuck you! My dad paid for me to go to college," so we had to find some people who came from a place where college is not a thing,
right?
So these three percenters, I guess,
yeah,
sound like they're hoping for a peaceful resolution, even though it's a call to action.
This is that number.
And the comments, by the way, at the bottom are all.
Oh, yeah.
Where do we send supplies?
Oh, my God. People want to help these guys.
And a couple other people are saying, take your gear. Have it nearby.
What do they. Dude, all the government has to say is like, let's go fly a drone through there.
Well,
let's light them up.
Exactly. That's why they're staying back.
Yeah, who needs it? They could fight the government.
Well, I mean.
Like, dude, they've beaten countries in a week.
I watched this thing on Vice TV where they did a little thing on all these militia organizations, and they all train. They go out on the weekends.
Oh, yeah,
and they
play soldier.
They do maneuvers and they take shooting practice.
Well, a lot of them are ex-military
like
though too. Yeah.
They're like rolling around with guns. I've seen those. Like they run and do a dive roll behind a barricade.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Great. Can't wait till your gun goes off. And you're missing your jaw.
How are they going to match up with say a SWAT team or
terribly
or a bunch of SEALs they send in? Navy SEALs, not SEALs.
They're not. How often are they going? What do they get together like once a month?
Yeah.
Like worse than the National Guard, which is why the initial invasion of Iraq was a fucking disaster. They were using guardsmen. Let's get the 1 weekend a month guys to go in.
That's gotta suck.
That's
man.
How. What's her face? So whose convoy got captured? That one.
I forgot.
Sergeant got Jessica something. Was that her name?
Oh, yeah, Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, she became like the face of like POWs. It was like Jessica a fucking Simpson. Guardsman. National Guard.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah.
It's like, how did this happen? It's like, they're fucking.
They signed up to do this
weekend warriors.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden
And then you send them into a whole goddamn war zone. And they're like, I don't know. I mean, even like regular units, it's fucking.
Dude, that's
only elite guys are the ones who are constantly keeping sharp.
My cousin was a National Guardsman. He signed up for the National Guard, and then the invasion happened. And then, and then he got sent to, it sucked. He went through all this shit. His time didn't
He's the one who said when George Bush landed on that carrier under the mission accomplished sign, they were still taking lead.
Yeah,
he was like, really?
Yeah.
But you know, this guy,
wait, really?
You know, his job, he was in the infantry, and his job was his unit would go through and clear houses in Baghdad.
Yeah, see, it's not something that should be Rangers doing that at a minimum.
That sounds like a horrible gig.
Yeah, the high stress situation where you got people on the fucking trigger. It's a nightmare. That's, you know, they had to take automatic fire off of military weapons because guys were seizing up in Nam. They just run through a clip.
Really?
That's why when everyone, like, when people argue the, I don't want people to have automatic weapons. I don't want them to either, but, like, I'm not. If someone came in with an automatic weapon, I'd be like, good. He's only going to get the first three on target, and he's going to waste everything shooting the fucking ceiling.
I got to tell you.
Just the statistics of it are amazing.
I understand that. That doesn't make me feel any better.
Actually, like, when they trained us on machine guns, they're like, we're like, what's the target? They're like, dude, there's no target. These aren't accurate. Supposed to be able to scare. Like, you got to be able to hit a truck.
That horrible shooting the other day in Israel.
Yes.
There's video of it. And it's literally the guy pulls out, it looks like an Uzi.
Right.
On automatic and just starts. And it's just shooting at dozens dozens of people in a restaurant.
Oh.
Sadly, two were killed, but fortunately, only
two happened, were killed. Right?
Yeah, because it really was him just going like this.
If he'd have walked in with a 12-gauge shotgun, it'd have been a fucking bloodbath. Mm-hmm.
You know, that makes sense, because now that I remember, I was watching an episode of 24, and Jack Bauer, I don't know, there was something going on, and he gave someone a gun, and it was a machine gun, and he told him, you know, just short bursts. Short burst. Yeah. That's what he said.
Three. That's why it's 3-round burst on those military
semis?
Rifles.
Oh, yeah.
3-round bursts.
Only your first three shots are close to accurate. Yeah.
So, but there's other guys besides these three percenters.
Shit.
Now, did you see the town hall they had the other day with the sheriff of that county, Harney County?
Oh, man.
But he's unlike
horrible place.
Unlike the Bundy County sheriff, who was kind of had to wipe Bundy cum off of his mouth.
Oh, geez.
unlike that guy, this guy wants him out.
Oh, yeah.
He wants them out.
Of course you do. If you're law enforcement, you don't want these guys anywhere near what you have to deal with.
And they're not. They're carpetbaggers.
Yeah.
The guys that they were protesting for, the Hammonds, are in jail. They went to jail. They surrendered. They don't support this takeover. These ranchers that they went to protest. These assholes had this plan. They went to do this protest, 150-something people. And then it's not even 20 that have taken the refuge.
God, what are we doing? What the fuck are we doing? Should the government go in there and shut these fuckers down and take them to jail and give the birds back their fucking land? Or do you wait?
The bird. You wait. You're not going to.
Can't.
You're just, it's gonna, someone's going to get killed.
No. You go in there with tasers.
Oh, yeah. Great. Tasers versus the fucking
can't you gas
AR-15 them? Guys.
No, you tase them before they have a chance to get off any bullets. That's okay. That's well, what
you
do.
Set snack traps.
You get 200 Chuck Norrises. Let me know
for the individual ones.
Yeah,
you set,
are yeah,
you
that would be good.
Bag of Doritos. Yeah. Snacks.
Are you saying? You think these guys are jumping
on a fishing line?
They're jumping, right?
Bag of Doritos. Yeah, yeah.
If you're going in there to talk to these
jumpy
people, do you have to be like, "Hey guys, I'm coming in.
I'm
Don't
white.
Shoot me.
I'm,
oh,
white.
I'm white. Yes."
Well, here's what I would do. I would figure out. That would psychological them out. They did Noriega with heavy metal.
Right.
So I think these guys might have an aversion to, like, Taylor Swift. But then, you know what else? Do find out whatever the local airbase is and just, like, just move your maneuvers at an altitude above the velocity of these rifles they have.
Yeah.
And just start.
Oh, yeah.
I would just start running training missions with, like, fighter jets and helicopters
until
over
they
the
run
thing.
Out of ammo.
Yeah.
Well, not to. Maybe they would shoot at it. You'd have to be a fucking lunatic to start that, but they might. But I mean, you get 20 fucking F-22s or whatever they're using now, just kind of floating around there. You're gonna start shitting yourself.
Oh yeah.
I mean, if they did one pass with a B-1 bomber, like just do a low pass with one of those. You can't shoot that down with a rifle. Those guys would be quaking in their fucking boots. They'll be fuck this. I got snacks at home. It's not worth it.
Or even if they just flew a drone.
Yeah, just start doing intimidation maneuvers.
Would fucking freak them the fuck out. Or
but I wouldn't send any law enforcement or military in there. I mean, I'm not a fan of the cops, but there's no point in sending a guy with a family in to fucking get shot dealing with that shit.
Right.
Then you got another fucking Ruby Ridge Waco thing on your hands. There's going to be lawsuits. And you got to take these assholes to court and humor them.
Oh, jeez.
Then they get an even bigger platform. Right now, it's just like a bunch of pathetic rednecks who want snacks. It's fucking funny. And they're in a bird sanctuary that the federal government wanted to close down anyway so they could bail out banks with the money.
Right. It may be getting less funny, though, because now... There's a group of these assholes
now,
a minority in the county at this town meeting. It was overwhelming, the county meeting, I guess. The sheriff said, who wants these guys to leave? And just about every hand in the room went up.
Of course you do.
There was a woman who got up. God. They said that she's the most soft-spoken woman you've ever seen. We were surprised what happened. And she got up. She's like, God damn these people. What are they doing? We've been making progress with the BLM. What the hell are they doing? They don't represent us. Who are they? And
she, right.
And so they're pissed off. Everybody's what? Pissed off at these assholes.
What is the BLM?
Except
the BLM.
Bureau of Land Management.
Yeah. The government.
BLM.
The government folks.
So now they're saying that some of these assholes. Now, remember, one of these cum stains, Ritzheimer,
yes,
is the guy.
Oh, that creepy racist.
That two times ago he got in trouble for threatening to drive to Michigan and kidnap the senator from Michigan and hold a trial, a posse comitatus trial.
Oh, jeez.
And for treason. Against her because she voted against guns or voted for the Iran deal, I think God, it was, or something crazy. Like that. And he was going to go to Michigan because of their open carry laws. So they'd be able to open carry up to this woman. Ugh, and
my
and
God.
That didn't come to fruition. He didn't raise any money. He was trying to raise money for his trip. That didn't work. He was all butthurt. Then most recently...
He could get his GoFundMe going.
Then most recently, he... was the FBI was looking for him. Remember, we did the story. He was driving to New York to go to that Islam town, they call it, or whatever.
Oh,
It's that group of Muslims that kind of have a town.
Wasn't he going after a reporter or a journalist?
They have a newspaper there that made fun of him.
Yes.
So he and his butt head decided, with his gun, he made one of his videos.
You lose all credibility when you go personal.
They were going to drive up.
You don't even have a cause.
He was going to drive up and have a little talk with them.
Jeez.
Yeah, okay.
Have a little talk. And then he's the one last week. Go to crabdiving.com.
Fatwa his ass.
We played that was his video. Remember that? Daddy's not going to be there for Christmas. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
In jail?
Saying that, no, he's going to, he's here now. He's in Oregon.
Oh, fuck.
What is he getting?
So he left a goodbye video. Yeah. That's a great
dipping into the dad gene pool. That shit. Great.
You're fucked. That
was your dad around much? No, he was out. Fuck.
He was fighting the battle of the bird sanctuary.
Yeah, send Pringles.
They called him snacks, man. You gotta put out. You gotta say rations. If you already bought the vest,
right?
Energy drinks.
Snacks.
They asked for energy drinks.
That is.
They don't even know anything about nutrition.
What a shock.
What are they doing? They're fucking playing World of Warcraft in there?
Is there anything more white trash?
We're going to have an all-nighter.
Than Monster Energy, man. It's just so trashy.
Yeah, no, it looks like you're going to drive a four-wheeler up to an Airstream and then punch your sister in the
gullet.
Give
me my Fred Durst CD.
So now there is a group that has established the Harney County Committee of Safety.
Good Christ.
These
too many committees.
It's six community members, including...
They ought to be able to handle it.
A retired fire chief, two ranchers, and president of the county's Republican Party.
Oh, okay.
They were formed to file grievances against the government.
That's all? That's all they're doing?
This is
a safety committee.
This is a concept that's promoted by these sovereign citizen groups.
Don't they need like reflective vests and stuff like that? They're safety.
A flashlight with a cone on it.
Yeah.
And they crossing guard shit. They say it's based on how shadow governments were set up by the Continental Congress in the months before the American Revolution.
Oh my God.
How
are these guys always history experts?
Why does it always say shadow government? Like, get the fuck out of here.
The committee is supposed to meet tonight. They are presumably going to discuss what's going on, including state and local officials' refusal to acquiesce to their demands to release the ranchers from prison. That's those Hammonds.
Yes.
And to turn over federally owned land to local control.
Local, like a local country? We're going to have our own little country?
Well, Right. Or they just want to privatize it. These
good
are,
God.
You know, some of these are cokey. The we found out that the Bundys have coke ties.
I forgot about those guys, the Koch brothers. How are they doing?
They give money to these fucking wacky militias?
There's a quote today from one of them that said they wish they had more influence on the upcoming election, but they're still going to drop $900 million.
Millions. $900 million.
Who's allowed to receive $900 million from one?
They're spreading it around. Spread it around.
Because that means it goes to a super PAC, right?
Yeah, well, that's how they've taken over the country, is they put money into local school boards.
Yeah.
They put money into county commissioners. Coke money drizzles in from anywhere if there's an issue. Well, we talked about Oregon.
It's grassroots, man.
A different Oregon story was a pollution thing where it was like some county board, and all of a sudden millions and millions of dollars of Americans for Prosperity money came slithering in promote the pro-oil candidate.
Right. That's what happened to Wisconsin, right? With Scott Walker?
Yeah.
Right, right.
That Wisconsin was their little test ground for their bullshit.
So...
Walker, what a joke.
But they're worried now that these guys are going to try to pull... They've talked about and hinted at when a local... They're mad at the sheriff.
Right.
And they've said that... They've quoted... where is this common law? They want to form a common law grand jury. In other words, a group of them that's going to decide.
To pass judgment on what?
On the sheriff. They're talking about arresting the sheriff.
Oh, my God.
Quote, if the sheriff violates his oath of office, quote, he shall be removed by the posse to the most... to the most populated intersection of streets in the township, and at high noon be hung by the neck, the body remaining until sundown as an example to those who would subvert the law.
Oh my fucking God. This is amazing. This is, dude, straight out of Deadwood.
This is the posse comitatus notion that no legitimate government exists above county level.
Oh my God. Jeez.
Great. Let them have just their own little county. That'd be great. Let them do that shit.
Well,
how easy it is to avoid a county? Just go, good. No federal funding.
Well, exactly.
You're not
walls.
Gonna get,
fuck
walls.
It.
What's your county power plant situation?
Good luck.
What's your county roads?
Listen, I've always said that this country should go ahead, let Texas secede. Goodbye. Have a ball. And the day they succeed, you just fire up that fucking military, just march in there and just take the fucker back.
And then take it over.
Everything we fucking want from it, you
But that's
fucking
what Obama
assholes.
Was doing with Jade Helm.
Yeah.
They said they didn't let him secede first. Right. That would just be a waste of, you just cost money to have what you already got.
I'm occupying this country that is my country.
Oh, God. Poor sheriff. Sheriff David Ward, who was sworn in as an interim sheriff January 2nd.
Jesus Christ.
Has said that his elderly parents have already been harassed since the militants arrived.
Dude.
His wife left town after strangers followed her home one time, and she awoke and found her tires slashed.
Jesus Christ. These people are terrifying.
The
man.
Sheriff has received numerous death threats after saying he agreed with some of the militants' concerns, but not their tactics.
Oh, my God. I mean, that can't be any more. I mean, I think what he said was nice.
Pretty diplomatic statement.
Considering what they were doing.
Why is everyone so fucking angry?
One of these experts of militias say that it could be that the militants are planning to take the sheriff into custody if this common law grand jury indicts him.
You know when this shit didn't happen? When we had a middle class.
Right.
If
That's
these people
true.
Just had like a fucking mortgage
Job.
They could pay
right.
and some family to raise and a kid in Little League, like
exactly.
they would be too busy just doing regular American dream bullshit to fucking take over a bird sanctuary.
And same thing with everybody killing each other in Chicago.
Right.
Yeah. And everybody killing
That's
each other
happens.
Everywhere.
I mean, look, when you had other violent revolutionary groups in the 60s, it was people who were fucking getting conned out of having their shot at the American dream.
Right.
How the fuck can you have time, or how can you even physically be a part of an army, an armed force, if you're also collecting disability? Like, if you got a neck problem or something, how are you getting out there?
Seeing these guys are just standing around asking for Cheetos. That's not, that's what you do on disability. Right. Just got,
they just have guns.
Snacks.
Right.
The leader.
I don't think they're marching. They're probably just sitting on, they're probably taking turns on the chairs.
I wish they brought more chairs. I know it's Faithless Friday, but we're hanging on this militia. I just got one more little tidbit. The, a statement, there was a press conference.
Yes.
And I guess the uber poobah of the of this movement, Ammon Bundy, that rocket fucking scientist.
Yeah. He's great.
Has said that they did meet with the local sheriff. The sheriff went out to the whatever they're calling it now.
Right.
And
their fort.
There's a picture of it I saw on Twitter. There's a meme. It says it's a picture of the sheriff shaking hands with Ammon Bundy today. And they said, well, how would it have looked if the sheriff went and shook hands with the protesters in Ferguson? How might things have been different?
And the Ferguson,
and look how different things were.
Right The Ferguson cause is not similar at all to this, right? I mean,
no, not at all. So in a press conference, Ammon Bundy said that he's willing to take up the local sheriff's offer of safe conduct. I guess the sheriff said, maybe he offered, you guys leave, no harm, no foul. I can't believe that. I think he offered him safe conduct out. Then you can face charges.
Yeah.
But we're not going to kill anybody. But he says, not just yet. He said he will take the sheriff's offer to be escorted out, but we will leave as free men.
Well, how's that going to work?
I don't know.
Because you know these guys are going to jail. They have to be arrested.
I don't know how they can't.
Yeah.
Every hour the Hammonds spend in prison is a great injustice, they tweeted out.
They don't even want you protesting for them.
Ammon Bundy says he'll leave when the residents stand up for their rights.
They just had a meeting.
They asked you to leave.
They don't like you.
Right.
This is just like Iraq.
So this is a typical conservative baby tantrum. We're not getting our way.
Like an abusive boyfriend situation.
We're not getting our way. Therefore,
the beatings will continue until morale improves.
Right. But I love him.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's the latest from
Jesus.
All the fun in Oregon.
It looks like it's going well. De-escalating.
They're fighting each other.
Peace circles.
You know, they absolutely consider the whole deal with Cliven as a victory. They think they won that one. They drove the revenuers off of the land, and they didn't put anyone in jail or anything.
God.
And they thought, I think this idiot thought that's what was going to happen here. Ammon.
Yeah.
Ammon Bundy and herd of moron men.
It's probably great for them. At least they're losing some weight, probably. They don't have a lot of food.
You think they're?
I look a lot better.
They can go into town. They can order pizzas.
Like, you can make it like a couple weeks without eating, and they lasted like one.
Yeah,
they have no constitution whatsoever. It's like just drink water and nut up, motherfucker. You think you're the military? You can't even not have snacks right. for a week?
But if you're in the army...
How do you think John McCain went without snacks when they pulled him out of his little plane?
Oh, shit.
I've got a story. Bieber was thrown out of Mayan ruins. I know everyone will be really concerned about that. Apparently, it's on a big it's big news today.
Why does he get to go on awesome vacations?
He's loaded.
I know, but he doesn't give two shits about the Mayan ruins.
Yeah, but that's a hell of an Instagram post.
Oh, yeah.
That's what people think. People are interested in the Mona Lisa and shit again because now you could be in the picture, too.
I like to think the Mayans might have been believers.
Are there selfies with the Mona Lisa?
I think Jay-Z and Beyonce took a selfie with the Mona Lisa.
It's very underwhelming.
Oh, right. No.
If you've seen the Mona Lisa.
I'm sorry.
It's pretty underwhelming.
I see what you're saying. He's visiting the Mayas. Mayans, you know, because he's a fellow deity, right?
Yeah.
Right.
He's rolling down the steps.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of
looking
believers.
For virgin
right.
to sacrifice.
I think it'd be great if some actual descendants of Mayans came out and grabbed his ass and did the whole heart thing and then rolled him down to
Kalima. Yeah,
they put the fucking show on for the other tourists. Like, holy shit, they cut the Mayans, his head off and kicked him down 400
steps. The
Mayans
didn't fucking do that, by the way. That was done by some Indian people because when Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom, that was India, right?
Yeah, the Aztecs shit back in there. I saw Apocalypto. I know what was going on.
That's
was,
right.
That's they a documentary. Yeah, people. Yeah,
Apocalypto's
you just
got to
cut heads
movie.
Off sometimes. Kick someone down a flight. There wasn't TV, so you had to sometimes kick a person painted blue down 400 steps. That's good entertainment. That was HBO back then.
Speaking of someone who recently had a Mexican vacation, the affluenza teen.
Oh, yeah, man.
And his mother.
DUI killed some people? Is that
four people. Yes. Killed four people. The
he didn't know any better.
He was sentenced to 10 years.
I know a few people like that.
Sentenced to 10 years probation only after his lawyer argued for leniency, saying that their wealth and bad parenting caused him to not know right from wrong.
Ignorance therefore, is no excuse from the law or
well,
something.
They worked in Texas because he got probation.
The greatest part was his mother testified. She said, yes, I taught him nothing.
Right.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, then she should be in jail. Well, someone's responsible.
She is now because when they escaped to Mexico and were caught.
I hate rich people.
He's still there.
A chip on my shoulder about that shit.
He's still there right now.
I would fucking kill them if it wasn't illegal.
In a,
I don't have any moral quandary about it. It's like you're a waste of space.
He's in a facility in Mexico City because he's fighting extradition. But
so dumb.
They don't think it's, you know, it's they think it's just technicality. He gets about a month now, and they think there's no way he's not going
to
be.
There's no way he didn't know better because he got a fucking license. And to get a fucking license, you have to sit in a class or take some kind. You have to sign off that you heard somewhere not to drive drunk. So it doesn't matter how shitty your mom is or how much money she shoved up your ass. You're a fucking moron who did the thing you're not supposed to do with a car. Now four people are dead.
Yes.
And you think that you're the person that's in a rough spot.
Do you know what happened?
Well, you know, the survivors of those people he killed should be allowed to like pinata his ass.
You know that he was. Jeez. The reason is that he was on probation.
Right.
And that somebody tweeted out a picture of him playing beer pong.
They Snapchatted.
Oh, they Snapchatted.
Yeah. And he's not supposed
to
drink.
Which is a violation of his probation. Parole. After that Jeez. Went viral, he disappeared and mom disappeared. Because
he
figured,
still thinks drinking's a game. Drinking's not a game.
See, the mother now, the mother has been extradited. She was here for a few days. And
I got to drag her around by her toes.
She's on her way to.
She looks like Carrot Top.
She's on her way to Texas.
Gotta let Carrot Top turn her into some kind of prop. Or do the Gallagher act on her. They brought to do a new kind of public execution where they sledge-o-matic you. You can pay extra to get up front under a poncho.
Get sued by Gallagher.
Oh, yeah.
No, that could be his new gig.
You think?
America's he's executioner.
Crazy. Have you heard Gallagher these days?
Oh, he's told
We've
that.
Lost Gallagher. Yeah, he's a complete right-wing nut job.
Gallagher has been lost.
And, paranoid, like
oh really?
Like he's not well.
Yeah, he's like losing his mind. I think. Anyway, so Tonya Couch appeared before a judge in Tarrant County, wearing a bright yellow jail jumpsuit.
Oh shit!
They're holding her on $1 million bond.
Oh.
Her lawyers are screaming, "That's too much." They want it to be $10,000.
Okay.
I thought they were so rich they didn't even know how to think. So now they can't pay $1 million bond?
But which would only be $100,000.
Yeah.
Well, they're not
to
that,
a bondsman.
I thought we learned that they weren't actually that rich. That Tonya has divorced her husband or whatever, and he had all the money.
I don't know.
God, I thought we. Who knows?
But
I'm gonna call my mom. That's what happens. People.
She also complained. To the Tarrant County Sheriff that she's not well because she's not getting any sleep because it's too bright to sleep in her cell.
Oh, shit.
To which Jesus. Tarrant County Sheriff D. Anderson replied, it's jail, not a resort.
Ooh. Wait, they don't even give this chick a sleep mask?
No. Right.
Put your pillow over your head.
Put my ball sack over your face.
And now they've asked for a new hearing, for a new bond hearing for Monday. So she didn't even enter any kind of a plea. But she said that she understood the charges against her. And then they requested a new hearing for a different bond hearing.
God, so this didn't go
that'll
well.
Be next week.
This whole operation for them, the crossing over to Mexico, well, evading idiots. Authorities. You have to consider
ordering
this.
A pizza on the cell phone is how they got caught.
Did you know that? They ordered Domino's on their fucking cell phone when they were in Mexico and they were busted. And he went to a titty bar, right?
Right. He went to a titty bar without money.
Right. And his mom had to, somebody had to bail him out.
The manager and somebody else from the titty bar followed him back to the resort, took him back to the resort. Where they woke his mom up in the middle of the night and she paid for his titty bar bill.
I mean, really, see, this is
under the radar in Puerto Vallarta.
This is bad parenting. If you're a bad parent, you should listen to this. That's your kid's the worst.
They
he doesn't
be
pay a
these
stripper.
People to death. I'm serious. As fuck.
A lot of people are calling for the sad thing is
beat
that
this kid to death.
They're not sure there's that much that they can do to him. They're trying to see if they can get more charges, but simply violating his parole, they're thinking the most that he can get is just a few months in jail. That the way the law is in Texas, because he's a juvenile, he's not now, but he was when he was originally convicted.
Right.
So they're going by that.
Just tell
so they
Texas
can't
pretend he's a black kid. They'll fucking well, right. they'll put him in jail for the rest of his
That's
goddamn
exactly
life
it.
Down
They'd
there.
Shoot him.
Or if he was mentally ill. They'd fry him.
What a fucking asshole.
So, you know, keep your ear holes.
How hard is it to not drink it dry? I've been like nearly blackout drunk and woken up with Uber. That's how I got Uber on my phone.
Right.
I drank a bottle of whiskey with my friends and woke up with the Uber app. Oh, that's what I did.
That's great.
Yeah, so like, I'm no fucking rocket scientist. I managed to get a fucking safe ride with the same cell phone you could use to order Domino's in Mexico. You don't have to be a genius.
Yeah.
I just want to take my own car to my own bed.
We've all
Oh my God, I got my own baseball bat for you.
Let's see. I don't have a ton for Faithless Friday. Oh, I do.
Well, we're going to do the top five. That makes
we'll do the top five
faith.
In a little while, ladies and gentlemen. One of the staples of our Friday show here on Crab Diving.
We should play something from Rick's album.
I do have one from Rick's album.
Oh, do you? Oh,
Poison and Ready.
Cool.
Here's your Faithless.
Here's your
Friday.
Faithless. I got your Faithless Friday right here.
We should do a kids album.
Oh, yeah. I think that'd be great. Kids songs in a minor key. Someone listened to a preview of this record and said, Jesus, I had to put on Frank Black's Teenager of the
tell
Year
him,
after
but
this.
Tell them the truth about life. That's what you do. And that'll be your hook.
Bitch over six chords.
Six chords. Not country, then.
No, I'm fancy.
No, okay.
I know bar chords.
Look at you throwing in two minors and shit.
There's a couple of C-sharp sevens in this album. You know.
Oh, bar chords. We played Brian Fisher yesterday.
Fuck you.
Already. We do have this guy, one of our favorites here on the Crab Diving Show.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible says the problem of marrying first cousin. Gaseous balls.
It's Pat Robertson.
I love this guy.
Of the 700 Club.
You know he owns a diamond mine?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if he still does.
That's a big scam. He took some of the stuff. We got to get the kids are cutting their hands on the diamonds. We got to get the diamonds out. It's because they're stubbing their toes. And
so I think this is a famous Ass Pack segment where people email in questions to the preacher.
I love this.
And he channels the Lord and answers.
Do you ever send Pat your questions, Pat Robertson?
No, I'd like to now. But, I mean, I imagine you could slip one by on him.
Oh, yeah.
To make it sound legitimately Christian-y enough, but also insane enough that it'd be funny to us.
So here he is from yesterday's 700 Club. This is not Terry, usual co-hostess.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm not sure who this is, but...
this is a new young piece of ass. It's not
Terry.
Plug.
Terry's 1,000 years old.
Nobody's young on the 700 Club.
Man, but it's a Pat. That's young.
Terry's very grandmotherly. Whoever this is, she's like in her 30s. Yeah.
Man, I got first tingle got in my erector.
Young intern here.
I felt the Lord working in me.
Okay, Les says, Pat, my daughter was baptized and accepted Jesus as a child. But during the past 3 years, she...
How do you accept Jesus as a child?
Hey, he was an all right kid, and I accept him as a child.
Or does she mean that she was molested by their landscaper?
Oh, yes.
I believe she's gay. She'll be 18 in June and says she's moving in with her girlfriend. I believe that she's confused, and I have reminded her of God's promises for her. I don't accept this lifestyle because I believe God's word and truth for marriage.
I
continue to believe and pray for revelation and God's truth over her. How do I have a relationship with her?
God, see, that has to be fake. That's so stupid.
I don't know. How do I have a relationship with her when she's busy? You know, I can see the pussy prints on her lips from her girlfriend.
A regular Columbo over there.
Buy her some shoes and match a hat.
Right. How about be nice to her?
Yeah.
You raging snatch.
Treat her like a human being.
Love her and let her know you love her. And don't ever stop loving her. And let her know that you will be there for her whenever she needs it. But you've got to let her know.
But.
Oh, yes.
He's doing
too clearly what
there.
You just said. You don't accept the lifestyle. So it's a difficult thing. But I think many young people... they think they're transsexual and they think they've got to have a sex change operation. They've got to do this, that, and the other.
Brings that into it.
What does this have to do?
A lot of them.
It's all the same thing to him.
Do you know how many, when I was growing up, I had so many friends who were like, you know what, I need to turn my dick into a vagina.
Right. Yeah, that's every other week some other kid was doing that.
I'm sure every gay man out there wants to have his penis cut off.
Transsexual!
None but a nation of Buffalo Bobs.
Transsexual. They think they've got to have a sex change operation. They've got to do this, that, and the other. And they don't really know what they're talking about because they're too young to know. And I have a feeling the same thing. You know, there's nothing that says that somebody can't be attracted to the opposite sex. Young girls have crushes, and they have crushes on their teachers, and they have crushes on other girls as well as boys.
Wait a second.
And,
he's like, it's okay. You have crushes on other girls.
Right. It happens.
Yeah.
And somebody can't be attracted to the opposite sex. Young girls have crushes, and they have crushes on their teachers, and they have crushes on other girls as well as boys.
He said that like
and that's one of those girls. Things that happens, but that'll get differentiated as she gets older. But if she gets wrapped up in that lifestyle, she may never get out of it. So all I can say is,
if she gets wrapped up in that lifestyle,
you're never gonna get out of that. Oh, you're stuck in the lesbian lifestyle forever.
Pussy eating life.
Jeez.
If she gets wrapped up in that lifestyle, she may never get out
about
of it.
That so Xena Warrior Princess life.
Wrapped up.
Get out of it. So all I can say is love her and pray for her.
There you go.
Accepted Jesus as a child.
There you go. God Pat Robertson's damn. Wisdom.
Love her.
That's pretty good answer, though.
Pray for her.
She's just going to love her and then talk to an invisible guy. That's what I want my parents to do when I want them to leave me alone.
Which is very different from like Brian Fisher advice, which would be,
yeah, I was going to say, I mean,
shun them, don't talk to them.
Waterboard the gay out of them.
Right.
You know what? I wonder if it was because this person, I wonder if there's some sexism going on here. When they're talking about a lesbian, Pat's like, you know.
It's kind of hot to him.
Yeah, but if it was a dude with a dude.
He didn't say guys.
Would people
be burning
in hell? He
said young girls get crushes on their teachers.
Same thing in the Bible about a woman laying with a woman as she would lay with a man, so
that's true.
I guess it's all right.
What if they're in blended fabric?
God thinks that's hot.
Oh yeah,
God just comes all over the fabric, doesn't matter. He puts his space manna on her.
Get your manna off me.
God's just up there spelling his name out and sperm in the clouds. What? He made a rabbit.
Yesterday we played. Was it yesterday? We played Theodore Batshit.
Yes, that guy is a nutball.
Theodore Shubat, Christian, beyond extremist activist, lunatic.
Yeah,
that's right.
Author,
Speaker. Yeah,
et cetera.
This guy's got fans.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't I have a bunch of fans?
This guy's dad is Waleed.
This guy would have sold his pre-order album out.
Oh, yeah.
His dad is Waleed Shubat, who is a former self-alleged former Palestinian terrorist who converted from evil Islam to Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And now he goes around on all the shows claiming to be an expert in terrorism and stuff. God. But
life story. There was one little kind of cunt. Now I'm another.
Yeah, he had some details of these, like a firebombing he took part in
that didn't quite happen
at a bank. That when I was reading about him, it said independent investigations and journalists have investigators and journalists have been unable to verify any of the claims.
Oh my God, he's lying.
Of his alleged former terroristitude.
That's crazy.
But he's got books and shit.
Now I can't trust him.
And now famous, right. His son is now an advocate. This is the guy who thinks gays should be put to death.
Right.
Who said women should not be allowed to run for office.
Right.
Or to own businesses.
He's an MRA
guy. So he's finding things he liked about both religions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Right. He's picking
the worst of both.
He is. It's like a hateful buffet.
He's like, hey, look, you guys don't like gay people or women either. That's Ooh. Great. I'm gonna fit right in over here.
Shubat's gone so batshit that even
Shubat.
He used to be associated with Peter LaBarbera. You know, Peter LaBarbera is Americans for Truth about Homosexuality.
Oh, shit. Who's the governor of Maine?
Truth? Paula
Page. Paula Page. Okay, God, I get those names fucked up.
I need to know the truth about Paula two Page. Boys fucking.
Paula Page and his two.
Do you really?
Peter LaBarbera. Oh, yeah. He said some heinous racist shit yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Peter LaBarbera of Americans for Truth about Homosexuality is anti-gay extremist. But even he has distanced himself from Shubat because even he doesn't call for them to be stoned.
Right.
Or for women, you know, what did he say the other day that atheists?
Oh, yeah.
He would kill all the atheists, too. All the atheists should be killed.
We're not doing anything. We're sitting over here not believing in jack shit.
So here is Shubat.
You're with us or you're against us?
He's pissed now.
Yes.
Because in a recent some documentary, Peter LaBarbera has disavowed himself from Shubat and the call to execute
upset.
The gays. So now Shubat has his little Christian panties in a wad.
He's sad. He's sensitive.
And here it is.
But these Chick-fil-A Christians, these Kirk Cameron types, they would rather just acquiesce to the enemy. People like Michael Corn, people like Peter LaBarbera, and yes, I'm talking to you, Peter, you traitor, you filthy pig, you traitor.
This is a Christian.
Oh my God.
There's a cross in the background. Jesus' love right behind him.
Filthy pig, Peter LaBarbera.
It sounds like you know, when the little kid finds out the baseball guy cheated, and it's, you're terrible, you're awful, you stink. You filthy, you pig, you traitor.
Poo-poo face.
little baby boy.
You betrayed Christ. You betrayed Christianity when you turn your back on me and demanded that I be removed from a documentary. For those of you guys who don't know what I'm talking about, some people came to me and said, we want you to be in a documentary to expose the homosexual agenda. They wanted to take clips from my video where I was calling homosexual bakeries and showing their hypocrisy. I called up 13 homosexual bakeries and I asked them, give me a cake that says gay marriage is wrong. All of them denied me service. I put it on video. It went viral and all over the news.
That was after those assholes in, I think it was Oregon, were prosecuted for turning away the lesbian couple. Yeah. They wouldn't make their fucking cakes for them. I don't know how he found a homosexual.
Well, that's just a bakery. Somebody who will make a.
Why would you want a cake from someone who doesn't want?
I don't think they knew.
I know they didn't. But then when you find out,
but you shouldn't have to.
You're gonna make my cake.
I don't think they would have wanted it after that. I think they wanted them to suffer for not having done it in the first place, which is and humiliating them. And there was also harassment that they were accused of. The Twat's Bakery or whatever the hell it was.
Twat's.
Went on Facebook and went on all their social media trashing these women and stuff like that. So it wasn't
they started it kind of.
Yeah, they're assholes.
But then you can't. All these conservative media outlets were lynch counter issue.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I should just
There's got to be enough of every kind of business now. You could just declare, we're the bigot business. The better, they need like a better business bureau ranking of.
Oh yeah, bigoted I see. Or not. Public shame,
man. And see, well, just let them.
You
know.
Must be this brown.
You can,
to
you
enter.
Can register as your business, but you got to let us know when you register your business license.
Do you hate gays? Do you hate black people? Do you hate?
And you can only have
Jews?
So many businesses that can do that, so that you don't are overrun with race. You got to have options for everyone, and then just see how long you can stay in business. As the
that's the alleged no fair market business. View, which.
Yeah, just then go there, you go, see what happens.
All of them denied me service. I put it on video. It went viral and all over the news. All these conservative media outlets were picking it up. They asked me for permission to take clips from the video of me calling up these bakeries and put it in their documentary.
Oh, you're
I said,
you know, he remember, he said some other words wrong.
Documentary, it's a documentary.
Yeah, he said some words wrong in the last video, too. Like, right. The
I gotta go to a notary
on wrong on the wrong syllables.
It's very strange.
It's really weird.
Okay, no problem. We're all friends. We're all in the same fight. Wait. No worries. They took clips. The documentary was published. It was already out. Peter LaBarbera, was one of the Christian activists in this documentary. Some sodomites came in and began to write articles
sodomites?
Against Peter LaBarbera, saying, why is Peter in the same video with Theodore Schubach? Instead of
sodomites, Rick.
We've been
butt fuckers came in.
Well, Brian Fisher calls it sodomy based marriage.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Sodomybasedmarriage.com.
That's what gay marriage is?
Yeah, yes. Dude.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. Sodomy based marriage.
I wish my marriage had some more sodomy.
Ignoring the sodomite, or instead of using the controversy in order to promote the documentary, instead of fighting them and standing by me, a fellow Christian, he demands that I be removed from the documentary.
This guy's
let me get this straight.
Fuck, man.
You'd I'm help depressed. You participate in a documentary
stop
to fight
saying it
the
wrong.
Homosexual agenda. And when the homosexual agenda confronts you, you demand that I be removed. Who's fighting the homosexual agenda here?
What's the
you
agenda?
Are acquiescing to the homosexual agenda.
To remove Christianity from everyone's rectum.
Quit acquiescing over there.
I don't know. I talk to homosexuals. They don't seem to even agree on most things.
They're not trying to
just
convert
like regular
Christians.
Assholes.
Oh yeah,
convert Christians one butt fuck at a time.
So you make a documentary about fighting the homosexual agenda, and when the sodomites say something, you acquiesce to them. You're not fighting the homosexual agenda.
God, he's so
you're
proud
acquiescing
of that.
To acquiesce. Them. You're helping advance the homosexual agenda because you betrayed. True Christianity.
Oh, here
when
we go.
God demands the death penalty for the sodomite, you go against God himself. When Moses demands it, when Joshua demands it,
let God deal with it.
Yeah.
He's so fucking powerful.
Oh, that's interesting.
Can't he just kill him?
Why don't you? Why
God
don't you
is
let,
a lazy fucking douche.
Why don't you bring these people, these sinners, these sodomites to like a church and.
Didn't God create those sodomites?
Yeah, but God could smite them.
Yeah, oh, I see. Can he lightning strike?
Well, right. He's busy.
Jeez.
Never been a hurricane in San Francisco.
God's busy. God's busy listening to guys like
no
this.
No tornadoes.
Earthquake.
And not since things were gay as ever.
Yeah. Well, you got a point there. A lot of the fucking horrible, natural disasters, they happen in the Bible Belt.
Yeah.
Floods, tornadoes. Everybody believes in fucking
Perhaps
Jesus
God
out there.
Is trying to remove all of these yokels.
Well, maybe that.
Or he doesn't exist and it's just geological weather patterns.
Oh, yeah.
Demands it. When Jehu demands it. When the prophets, when the saints. When the holy monastics.
Oh, who's a monastic? What's
you
that?
You go against it.
Monastics is when a guy tries to explain gymnastics to a woman.
Right.
You go Olympics. Against it. You are an enemy of Christ. And all of you, you cowards, you superficial, empty
super.
Skeletons, you walking tombs,
gay.
You soulless.
You think he's gay?
If you took if I didn't know what he was talking about and just kind of the way he's mad, like he's about to say, leave Britney alone.
You can't be this mad about the gay.
And not be gay.
I just can't imagine.
I think we should wait.
He may not have firebombed anything, but
whatsoever.
I got a feeling he is flaming.
We got to get moving here.
Skeletons. You walking tombs. You soulless.
Listen to the S's.
Superficial. reprobates who call yourselves Christians. You are false prophets. You are pigs. You are worse than pigs.
Oh, yeah.
You are lower than Sodom and Gomorrah.
He got horny when
because
you
deceive people. You promote, supposedly portray yourselves as promoters of family values in Christianity, and you're nothing but demonoids.
Demonoids.
Is this one shot? One guy.
Oh, yeah. One take. You portray yourselves as promoters of family values in Christianity, but you're nothing but demonoids.
Burn in hell. God, he's so dramatic.
My mom sold my demonoids at a rummage sale.
Right. Yeah.
Awful. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that exciting time of the week where we count down the five songs according to Billboard. And here we have the number five song, Justin Bieber, with his wonderful tome, What Do You Mean?
What do you mean?
Good job, dude.
When you nod your head yes, but you wanna say no.
Sounds like a Japanese cat.
There you go, at number five, ladies and gentlemen. Last week, still at number five,
He can't tell the difference between yes and no.
I think Bieber can't tell the difference between a lot of shit. Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't think Bieber knows a lot of what's going on.
I have abs. He's Canadian.
Because ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going no more.
Hotline Bling. From Drake.
This used to call me on my cell phone.
Yeah.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now I get everyone's bad comedy.
This song.
Rosetta Stoned a lot of shitty comedy for me.
Yeah.
Hotline
Never heard
Bling.
Drake before or anything.
Oh, really?
I don't listen to very much radio, I guess. I don't know what's going on.
It sucks, dude. That Hotline Bling? What are you talking about? Who gives a shit?
Drake's not good. That's not good, right?
For all the times that you ain't on my parade.
Coming in at number three.
And all the clubs you get in using my name.
I want to cry, baby.
Justin Bieber.
You broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness.
I broke your heart.
Two out of the top five so far.
You think I'm crying on my own while I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song.
Is Bieber a fuckboy? Is that appropriate?
That's determined. Yeah, it's a landing show.
What does fuckboy mean?
I'm not sure, but I hear people calling people that. Yeah, I'm going to say he's a fuckboy.
I don't know what you're
according to. what is it? According to Ian. God, I can't fucking. I can't believe it. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Whatever. Skip it.
Right. The definition of fuckboy on the next.
Oops.
15 minutes with Rick Wood.
That's the, by the way.
Listen to his podcast.
Right. On the half hour after
Midnight Breakfast.
Yeah. I'll figure it out. I'll figure out fuckboy for you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Sorry is coming in at number two. Also Justin fucking Bieber.
He's crushing it this week.
Three of the top five.
Oh,
here he is
God.
With Sorry.
Go wow, good job.
I stole this from Bob Dylan, this video.
What is that instrument right there? That brrr, I love that. That little percussion thing.
Those are his balls.
It's called a parade starter or something like that.
Okay.
And still at number one.
Yes.
Is Adele.
Oh, okay. It's
with.
I haven't heard this, but I like her first record.
Hello.
There's such a difference between us and a million.
I hate videos.
It sounds like the Sam
where they're talking
Smith
in the
song.
Background too at the same time. Like it's the,
is that what
the
that
video is her on the phone calling her ex.
Boo.
Oh my gosh.
No one's calling anyone.
Yeah, they're texting.
Texting.
Snapchat me.
You used to text me on my cell phone.
Yik yakking.
Oh yeah. What is that? Oh, is that a platform?
Yeah, that's the college kids these days.
Oh my
Yik yak is a big platform. Yep. So there you go, the top five songs of the week, ladies and gentlemen, according to the Billboard Hot 100.
Congratulations.
Now, if you want to listen to a little bit of real music.
Okay.
You're goddamn right.
We've got When the Lights Go Out.
Sure.
Is that a decent one?
That's a good pick.
I guess it's not working.
Yeah, a little fuzzy sounding. That's what the song sounds like. I'm an avant-gardist.
Is it?
No,
it's rain falling in the windstorm.
I just record the TV after 2 a.m.
Okay, we'll get on this technically.
Wait. Hold
All right. Well, yeah.
I can go on the. Can I play it on the?
Yeah, off the SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Just don't share that link. That's the pre-screen link. That's the press link.
Oh, I don't know if I have that one.
I have it. Hold on.
Are you Facebooking me with that?
Yeah. Well, all right. Anyway, folks, you can go to rickwood.bandcamp.com and we'll go ahead and pre-order that sweet 12 inches of black vinyl.
I just sent it to you.
And, you know, that would really help me out.
This is the Bandcamp link.
This is when the lights go out.
What's this song about?
Oh, wait. Are we on?
Oh, okay. Let me turn it down.
Bad event. To play in this radio
when the lights go out. That's not the chord.
Right.
You know what they should do? You should sell this to Walking Dead and have them use this as their opening theme. This is good. This fits that, don't you think?
Yeah, they could
call somebody.
That.
Do you want to? I think we can also play a little black like and white story here.
Yeah, that's available to stream on the Bandcamp.
Stream.
Yeah, that's the B-side of the hit single. Is that the name of the album? Music You Could Fuck To?
We should send this album to the
album's called In the Evening of an Empire.
Oh, yeah.
In the Evening of an Empire. Go to rickwood.bandcamp.com.
Buy a copy of this on iTunes and send it to the Freedom Fighters down at the Malheur Bird Sanctuary.
Right. That's maybe right. Some batteries for their devices.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, if you're in Chicago, you guys got Chicago listeners?
Yeah.
Let me plug this for my friend's band. My friend... Barrett's Hidden Agenda. They're a good band. Playing at Lonnie Walker's Underground Lounge tonight.
Oh, cool. Where is that? What part
it's
of
in Chicago? I don't know. Yeah. Google it. That's in the good part.
Oh, cool.
This is the part you want to be in tonight. So yeah, go down to Lonnie Walker's Underground Lounge tonight. And I don't have a show tonight to plug, so I'm gonna plug someone else's.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice of you.
That's very nice.
That's very Christian of you.
You can follow Rick on the Twitter machine at Rick Wood, and the O's are zeros.
You're goddamn right. Read that pinned tweet. That's a treat.
I just carjacked a millennial using nothing but a stern look and decent posture. I fucked it up.
Oh, that's nice.
Man, isn't that
I just
great?
Carjacked a millennial using nothing but a stern look and decent posture.
You can take anything you want from him if you just give him like a side eye.
following 521, muted 336.
Those are my stats.
Those are your stats. So that's what we got going on here tonight. Don't forget, listen, ladies and gentlemen, 7 p.m. streaming live for your ear holes, not live, but live from tape.
It will be live.
Brand new sparkling episode of the Hollywood Hick with the very funny Mr. Brent Paris.
Oh yeah.
He'll be talking about something.
My
probably
Hick.
He might be talking about Bieber, although that might not happen when he recorded.
Oh yeah.
But you can follow at the Hollywood Hick and find out all about that stuff. We also have all kinds of other stuff, great stuff here on the network. Maggie's tweeting us.
Yeah, she's upset.
Don't poop on Bieber.
Don't pee on him either.
Don't poop on Bieber.
That's what he's into.
Yeah, he loves it.
Then she says, "You guys are fuckboys on smiley face."
Oh,
what does that mean?
So you guys got to find not me though. She's talking about you two.
But we're
well,
not,
I don't know. You're on the show today, too.
Oh, wait. No, we're not fuck boys. We're fuck bois.
Fuck bois. Oh, that's French. B-O-I-S.
You are fuck bois.
You could get her to change her mind with a stern look and decent posture. That's I'm going to use that on everyone under 20.
Well, that's not nice
now.
At all. If that's
fuck bois.
Fuck bois.
I'm on Urban Dictionary, and there's a lot of a lot of fuck boy is not a nice thing.
No, it hurts bad.
That's when a bad thing.
But you know, it's one of those things where the people.
Then why is Maggie saying we're fuck boys?
We
most
are
the people
boys.
Using it. It's like basic. No one really knows what it means. They because, just know they could say it to someone.
Because we like, pooped on Bieber. She likes Bieber.
Well, this one says
she likes Bieber. So.
White Nike tube socks with Adidas sandals.
What is that?
Is an episode or is a how to spot a fuckboy?
Oh, okay.
This definition is a manipulating dick who does whatever it takes to benefit him.
Oh wow.
Well, gee.
A sociopath.
Donald Trump is a fuckboy. He's a fuck man.
Yeah, it's like you know.
Pussy Damn. Ass, punk ass dude, bitch ass, motherfucker.
I like that one.
A poser.
Poser.
Who acts like he does drugs and says he gets head from bountiful bitches.
Ian Edwards.
When in fact
Ian
he's
Edwards.
Just a lame bitch ass fool who tries Damn. To act all that.
Ian Edwards has a definition.
Ian Edwards describes it as the N-word of N-words for N-words.
Oh, well, there you go.
Use the N-word terminology.
Gosh. Well, there you, wow.
Hey. So he said that it's worse.
It's worse?
He's got a great bit about it. You should just look it up. I'm not going to butcher it on here.
Oh, we're being called fuckboys for dissing Bieber.
Oh, yeah.
Try
just,
to find
she just clarified. Okay, right. I'll take
Thank
that
you.
Then.
Thank you.
We've got just a few minutes left here in the week, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening to us. Don't forget, we're here every goddamn weekday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Type Coast, live for your ear hole.
It's almost time for the 5 o'clock whistle.
It is almost time for the 5 o'clock whistle, the 4 o'clock whistle.
Well, yeah,
it's 5
yeah.
o'clock mountain time whistle.
Damn.
The only time we ever reference mountain time.
Right.
Even though we get some whiny. What's up, Kate? We get some whiny mountain time people who are like, how come you never put mountain time on your...
I don't know. It's
you guys are all busy taking over bird sanctuaries
right.
and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on mountain time.
Right, you're shooting each other.
Paul LePage, in the last few minutes, we've got here the governor of Maine who, you know, just when you think the Northeast is not that crazy, you know, you think Maddow did a piece on this about how you think the liberal Northeast, you know, it's all normal people. And then she gave a lot of batshit stories about crazy
really?
People. Yeah.
I picture people in sweaters drinking tea, having cookies.
No, there's a lot of right-wing nutjobbery there, too.
Lobsters.
For example, the teetard Paul LePage, who was elected, who has had...
He's an asshole.
Heinous things after heinous things that he's said.
And he's a moron, too,
he wants
right?
kids to go back to work, right?
Oh, yeah.
Get
yeah.
rid of those child labor sure. laws. You know, I worked when I was 12.
Oh, that's good for you.
Well, now he was talking, he's in trouble because, well, he's on the way to being impeached, by the way.
Oh, really?
Because we did that story.
Oh, you guys got him impeached?
No, we did the story.
We tweeted him.
About him being possibly, what he did was.
He's a fuckboy.
There was
a
Democrat.
Isn't that all day?
Who
Get
quit.
A
Democrat who bailed, or who was leaving the legislature. Was an enemy of his, and he was going, he accepted a job to run some fancy school for like $500,000 a year.
Right.
And Paul LePage threatened to cut funding to that school if they hired the guy.
Oh, shit. Oh.
So they rescinded their offer to the dude, and now they sued. And
be more petty.
And now they found out that he's not able to do that. You can't do that.
Oh, my God.
Just because you disagree with the guy politically, you can't. Prevent him from ever working in the state again.
Yeah, you can't do that at all.
Well,
that's
now
some Rick Perry shit.
Listen to what he said when he was discussing. He was at a town hall discussing. I guess they have a heroin problem in the Northeast.
Oh my God,
pretty significant in Maine. Yeah.
Oh, this is great.
And,
I'm excited for it. I hope this would get.
Well, you know what it is.
Today.
It's all the white people who can't afford OxyContin anymore.
Right.
And heroin's cheaper now.
Yeah, heroin made a comeback because of pharmaceuticals.
Right.
Because that's all that shit was anyway.
Hillbilly heroin has now made heroin cheaper and more accessible.
Wow, I didn't know that.
That made it cool again.
So here's
no good bands though.
Here's what Paul LePage is in trouble for saying
I think it was yesterday.
These aren't people that take drugs. These are guys of the name D-Money, Smoothie, Shifty, these type of guys that come from Connecticut, New York. They come up here, they sell their heroin, then they go back home. Incidentally, half the time they impregnate a young white girl before they leave.
Whoa.
Incidentally.
Half the time.
Half the time they impregnate a young
these guys are one
white
two.
Girl before they leave.
Did he drop the mic on his way out? That's Rob Ford territory.
Right, right.
I mean, half the time they're impregnating white women. What's his? What, does he back that up with any facts?
Good. Your school teams might actually have a shot now, and you know they say 7 or 8 years after that. Because of diversity in your fucking stagnant ass gene pool.
Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gondek.
That's what he was saying. He was saying they're black, right? D-Money.
Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gondek. It says that I wanted to eat her pussy, Olivia Gondek. I've never said that in my life tour. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home. Thank you very much.
He's great.
It's Rob Ford.
That's the best.
That guy didn't bother me so much. He seems like an all right guy. He should be in charge of a government, though.
No.
So today...
was that all he did? He just smoked crack, right? Was he an asshole otherwise?
Or? He's kind of a Tea Party guy, but who cares?
He's a lunatic.
I thought he was just hanging out with, like, some fucking...
It's like if Chris Farley was in charge of Toronto.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
So today, Paul LePage is backtracking, saying that his brain... didn't catch up with his mouth. He meant to say Maine women, and he's not sure why it came out as white.
Oh, damn.
He got white girls and Maine women confused?
Well, Maine girls or Maine women.
He meant to say Maine.
He meant to say Maine instead of white, regardless of what the second.
Well, I mean, let's be fair. Maine is pretty much synonym white for women. White. Right. You've been to the fucking place.
That's a...
He should have called it.
Girl before they leave.
Wait.
Half the time they impregnate a young white girl before they leave.
What he meant
he
to
meant
say
to say
was,
a young Maine girl.
He says what he meant to say was half the time they skeet up that lobster back.
Truly amazing content from Paul LePage, who
Smoothie.
May be
that's my heroin dealer's name is D Smooth,
who may be on his way out after impeachment or whatever. I guess they're working on that.
I
now.
Would imagine heroin dealers are white.
Oh yeah.
In my head, like if someone asked me,
not if they're named D Money,
D Money baby.
Actually, I had no self-respecting black drug dealers gonna name himself any right. of those things.
We
no,
gotta
not that corny.
We gotta go, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us here on the big show this week. Thanks, Rick.
Hey, thanks for having
joining
me.
Us. Rick Wood dot
bandcamp.com.
Bandcamp.com at Rick Wood on the Twitter. The O's are zeros. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
And don't forget 15 minutes with Rick Wood. Two of them in a row following every time midnight breakfast runs.
Right. Consult crabdiving.com for the schedule.
Schedule over there. Don't forget to follow all of our social media. Go to crabdiving.com. Tickle the blue buttons. Yummy. If you're going to buy shit, buy it through our Amazon portal. Travel through our hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and buy your shit. We get a little tickle. We get our beaks wet from that. Doesn't cost you nothing. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy tonight. The Bomb Shelter, Los Angeles, California. Tomorrow, Rated R Comedy Show, followed by Sloppy Seconds. Find out the deets on his tweet at Rated R Comedy or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.